Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Giants will have their second preseason game in Buffalo on Saturday afternoon. When you take a look at training camp and you break it all down, it's about getting acclimated to the playbook, acclimated to getting used to new teammates and new coaches, and then performing on the field. Every day at practice, there are cameras filming every second of practice. Then the coaches go back and take a look at it. They look at it with the players and they make their corrections. Every day, every player on the roster is being tested, giving a quiz throughout the course of the day, making sure they understand their assignments and where they may have failed or where they may have not have. Then they go on the practice field and they have to perform. And they get tested on what they know. Then there are four quarterly exams. Those are the preseason games. It's one thing to do it on the practice field and to know your assignments. It's another thing to translate that knowledge and that physical ability onto the field during game situations, because that is completely unscripted. That is unrehearsed. And no matter how much players and coaches plan for certain things, situations are going to unfold in which players are going to have to react. They're going to have to call upon that knowledge that they have, what they've learned in the meeting rooms, what they've learned on this practice field, and apply it in the games. And those guys that pass the test with flying colors and prove that they can think on their feet and go play football are guys that are going to make the 53-man roster on this New York Giants ball club. So when you take a look at what's going on the field, not only in practice but in the games, keep your eye out for those second and third string players, because they're the guys battling for positions on this roster. And although they may be second and third string guys right now, all it takes is one injury here and another injury there, or poor performance by a starter, and suddenly you could find yourself starting against the Dallas Cowboys in week number one. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa for Papa's Perspective.